Go ahead and do whatever you need to do to firmly establish yourself in your posture. If you have a little routine, go through your routine. If you don't have a little routine, you can just see if you can give rise to the three wonderful qualities of a good meditation posture. The first of which is stability by making sure you have a wide base. And making sure that your torso is kind of resting directly over your basin, your pelvic basin. Second quality is relaxation, relaxing anything that isn't involved in keeping you stable, starting with your face. Your arms from your shoulders down to the fingertips. Your belly, your buttocks, and the internal muscles of the like pelvic floor area, especially kind of clinchy muscles down there. Your feet and especially your toes. If you have grippy little toes that want to grab onto something, see if you can relax them. So the first quality is stability, second quality is relaxation, third quality is uprightness or kind of wakefulness, sobriety. And this can be kind of summarized by a light upward movement along the spine, the kind of lifting of the posture. You can just imagine that the very top of your head, the crown of your head, lifts ever so slightly towards the sky for the length of the in breath. And that very, very, very subtle, almost, we could almost say you're imagining it, lengthening of the spine. And it opens up the heart area a little bit, allows the shoulders to relax down and back just a little bit more. See if you can get in touch with the sensations of the kind of heart area. The sensations of breathing, you can just start with those. And you might say to yourself in and out over the course of the in and the out breath, just to kind of remind yourself, like, oh, yeah, there's something happening here. See if that awareness of the flow of the sensations of the breath around the chest can kind of be big and not fussy enough to also recognize any habitual activity of mind that's going on, whatever you're sitting down here with. Could be emotional tone or some habitual thinking. But really, you don't need to give it much of a label. You can kind of treat it as an extension of the sensations of breath in the chest. We're going to turn that awareness, it's not going to be strictly a neutral awareness. We're going to introduce an element of loving kindness here. And basically, you just need to do whatever you need to do to generate loving kindness. And if you'd like to have a word or two to remind you, you can just use the words loving kindness for the in and the out breath. But those are just reminders. See if you can generate a sense of kind of unconditional friendliness, a sense of care that is hard to separate from awareness. Meaning, whatever gets caught in awareness gets caught in this loving kindness. Starting with the sensations of the body, starting with whatever the habitual activity of mind is. So at the very least, anything that's happening in the chest experience is accompanied by that sense of unconditional friendliness. And we'll extend that to the whole body, whatever way works for you. Can go part by part, or you can just jump right in. And then, if you can, see if you can kind of uncontain that loving kindness, meaning it isn't necessarily tied to a boundary of a body. So it accompanies the sensations of the body because they happen to be there. But we could say it doesn't have a an end point that we can point out. If the chair across the room could experience sensations. If it was a part of your field of sensations, it would also get some of this loving kindness. And same thing with the chair across town. Go ahead and see if you can, without introducing any element of strain, make it more energetic. Add an element of go for it-ness. If there's any division between what you would call bodily sensations and sensations associated with emotions, go ahead and let that guard down. So, any kind of emotional tones or any feeling tone, any pleasantness or unpleasantness, regardless of what it's associated with. Also gets a little taste. Release, if you can, any distinction between bodily and, emotional or I don't know, mental sensation, whatever we're going to call. The sensations that can't be explained away by air on your skin or food in your belly, etc. And they also just get the same totally indiscriminate energetic loving kindness. And it should still kind of be unbounded. Meaning, in principle, it shouldn't stop at the outer contour of your body. And it shouldn't necessarily stop anywhere inside either. And it shouldn't necessarily be coming from anywhere. So go ahead and check and see if there's a an element of directionality. If awareness seems to be hitting anything. Or if there are any intuitions about any parts of your experience that are like, there's nothing there to be aware of. What we're going to do first is direct loving kindness towards any such intuitions. If there's anything that seems like it could be classified as effort or a kind of tracking of a sense of difficulty or a tracking of a sense of success or failure. Those also get kind of indiscriminate, energetic loving kindness. If there's any sense that loving kindness is coming from something or someone or somewhere, that intuition gets the same treatment. And go ahead and just check and see that your loving kindness hasn't forgotten about the sensations of the body. And then check and see about those three qualities just for bookkeeping purposes. Is the posture still stable, relaxed, upright?